Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is the Holy Gospel, as you've heard read, and our theme for this, the first Sunday in Lent, Jesus conquers temptation for you. Please be seated. Dearest brothers in Christ Jesus, dearest sisters in Christ Jesus, temptation. Temptation is that concept which the world has no idea how to handle. In a world and time where there is no right or wrong, though there is a right and wrong, and where beings like the devil or demons or angels are old-fashioned superstitions, the thought that there is temptation has to the world become quite laughable. Yet, here is Jesus, still wet from the waters of the Jordan, there at his baptism, taking on all of your sin and temptation, as today he has taken on the sins and the temptations of our brother Emmett Lewis. And he has now given to Emmett as a free gift faith and life and salvation. As Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days, now Emmett and each and every one of you, his baptized children, are now led into the wilderness of this world. Jesus was led into the Judean wilderness, sometimes it's known as the Judean desert. Now, we like to think that it was far away, but it really wasn't. It wasn't very far at all. Coming up out of the Jordan River, Jesus didn't have to walk very far to be in the Judean desert. You see, it was right on the banks of the Jordan River, and it stretched some 580 miles just north of Jericho, all the way down to the Dead Sea. Here, in this desert, Jesus fasted and was tempted by the devil for 40 days. In this wilderness, Jesus is going to fulfill the 40-year wanderings of Israel. Jesus is going to resist temptation, unlike Israel, unlike you, unlike me. Yet maybe some of you are wondering this morning, why? Why would God the Father put His only begotten Son, who is His beloved, remember there in the Jordan River? Why would He take His beloved Son and put Him in harm's way? Why would He allow Him to be tempted of the devil? As a matter of fact, why does God put you in harm's way? Why do you suffer so with all the temptations that you have to endure from the evil one? Every day, the Spirit leads each and every one of us into our wilderness, where you're tempted by the devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh, known as old Adam. Will you love your neighbor as yourself? Will you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength? As Jesus was weakened through His hunger, you also are weakened by the constant barrage of Satan's flaming darts. Therefore, your sin against your God, by acting upon the temptations which the evil one levies against you. Remember, he's like a lion who prowls about, seeking whom he may devour. And it's obvious to us that you and I, we do not love the Lord our God with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind and with all of our strength. You see, It's true of all of us. We are much more happy when we are dishonoring our parents, when we are dishonoring our teachers. We rather enjoy bearing false witness against our neighbor, you know, passing along that juicy little bit of gossip, whether it's true or not. Desiring everything that your neighbor has, including his wife or his husband. You steal, maybe not physically, but in here and here you do. Oh, by the way, you also commit murder. Maybe not with these, but with this, and in here, and in here. You see, the Lord tells us, and He's speaking to you and me, far from it, far from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All of these evil things come from within, and they defile the person. Therefore, Jesus is telling us that you and I, we defile ourselves by what we say, by what we do, and by what we do not do. So, when you hear about Jesus' temptation, what makes it so hard that we fail to resist temptation? You know, you hear the devil whispering to you right now, "I wish I was somewhere else." That's temptation. And when you get up and walk out, you're acting on the temptation. Or you're thinking about someone else, maybe someone you really hate. That's temptation. And when you continue to ponder on it and think about it, eventually you're led into sin. You see, this is our human plight, dear brothers and sisters. And this is our plight. And it's over and it's over and it's over again, just as Jesus told us, it's from within here. This is why we often pray a very particular petition. That petition in the Lord's Prayer, "and lead us not into temptation." What does that mean? God tempts no one. We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these, we pray that we may finally overcome and win the victory. The devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. Strike one, strike two, strike three. All of these want to mislead you and deceive you. And what's the goal? False belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Don't believe that there's shame and vice or despair or false belief in the world? All you got to do is watch the news, read your newspaper, or I know for many of you, newspapers. What's that? Read your phone then. Dearly beloved, ultimately, it comes down to this. It comes down to your faith. Temptation is about faith. Do you trust the Lord your God? Will you do what He promises? Will you listen to Him or not? Or do you believe the lies of the devil, the world, and old Adam, and then you act on them? And that action, my dear brother and sister, when you act on that temptation, that is sin. Temptation is not sin, but acting on that temptation is sin. Do you believe that there is a truth? And that truth, do you read it and study it, read, mark, learn, and then really digest it, and then act on it or not? You see, left to yourself, you would fall into these three pits: false belief, despair, great shame, and vice. And there, you and I would wallow in the poisonous deceit of all three. The truth be told, though, we really don't fall into these three deceits. No, you and I, we dive head first. That's what we do. We're sinners. Yet, my dear brother, my dear sister, you are not left to yourself to die. Not forever. Jesus is the one. Jesus is the one who is the victor over sin, death, and the devil. Jesus is the valiant one of whom you just sang. And he has taken the field. And he has won the battle. He has won the victory. This is our text today. And he tells us, he shows us how we are to do it. For many of you who were here last week, you may remember, we spoke about Jesus being the new and greater Moses. Remember Moses, he led his people out of Egypt, Old Testament lesson today. And he led them through the blazing wilderness. Yet Jesus is the new and greater Moses. He is the one who leads us through this blazing wilderness of the world. It is Jesus who leads us to the valley of the shadow of death. That's why we do not fear. Today, you hear what that path is like. And without his help, without Jesus Christ, without his presence, without his word, without his free gifts, his means of grace, you would be left to yourself. And you would be lost. And you would die in your trespasses and sin. You see, God is not mocked. When he says that this is what will happen, that's what will happen unless you repent. Repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what we're called to do. So thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that he has sent his Son, his only begotten. And he is our victor. He is the one who's defeated temptation for us. So what are you to do, my dear brother? What are you to do, my dear sister, when you are facing temptation? When you're facing evil face to face, and you know that your next move could be very good, by using the word, or it could be very, very, very bad, by not using the word. First, remember and rejoice. Rejoice that the reason you are being tempted is because you are in Christ, just as Emmett Lewis was now just baptized into Christ. Emmett is now a Christian, and Matt and Alicia will find out that, yes, he is a sinner. Terrible twos, terrible threes, fours, fives, 16, 17, you know. You see, you and I are his baptized child. And that's why Satan hates you so much. That's why he targets us. That's why he wants to devour us. He wants to destroy your faith in Jesus. He doesn't want you to live forever. He wants you to die in your trespasses and sin. Secondly, pray that God would give you a way out. Pray for his guidance. Pray for his wisdom. And pray for his strength to resist temptation. Gird your loins, Christian soldier. Gird your loin with the full armor of God. That's why he's issued it to you. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness which is the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. My dear brother and sister, here's your victory. Here's the sword that he has given you. The problem is we Christians don't use it. When you're faced with temptation, here's the answer. Pick up your sword of the Spirit, and just as Jesus did, use the word. Satan has no power over the word. And when you use the sword, you will defeat him. You will defeat him each time. So lastly, as we close, cling to your Lord's forgiveness. Since he knows your every weakness anyway, he has already bore them. He has already bore them in himself. And what did Jesus do with your sin? He nailed them to his bloody cross. Here, dear one, is your salvation. Here, dear one, is your forgiveness. Here, the righteous one, Jesus Christ, the very Lamb of God who's taken away the sins of the world. Here, he has taken your sins and he has washed them away. Today, Jesus delivers himself to you so that your way of escape is very, very clear. It's the cross. It's remembering your baptism. It's body and blood. It is the sword of the Spirit. It is the very Lord himself. Thanks be to Jesus. Thanks be to Jesus that he has won the victory for you and for me. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.